To January's GFMP Commission meeting. We're going to jump down the agenda a little bit. Number 13 on our list, the Lewis and Clark Marina slip fees, and we've got some guests that are with us. So go ahead and introduce yourself, and we'll get started.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Sean Blanchett with the Division of Parks and Recreation. With me today are a couple of gentlemen from Lewis Park Marina down in Yankton. We have the owner of the marina, Chris Donlin, with us, and then the general manager of the marina, Heath Benny. We appreciate you adjusting your agenda so that we can get these gentlemen back on the road. They did drive up from Yankton this morning, and they've got to make the trip back yet tonight. So refer you to item number 13 in your commission books. We have placed in there a slip fee schedule similar to what we did last year for your approval. We've got some new commissioners since we did this last year, so just a brief rundown of Lewis and Clark Marina. We entered the lease originally with Mr. Donlin back in 2013. We took over from the previous owner. It's a full-service marina. We have at the time, at the beginning, there was about 400 dock slips. There's a convenience store, there's a full-service restaurant, as well as both sales, service, and storage. We also have park facilities such as comfort station, ample parking, full utilities out on the slips. It is our biggest marina that we have in the state. During the term of that original lease, the concessionaire proposed a dock replacement project. We had a lot of old, outdated docks there. There is a small portion of docks that are being repurposed and refurbished and used in this new replacement project, but for the most part, we are looking at a complete replacement. So it's a very significant investment. It's taken us a little longer to get that accomplished than we originally planned. The investment is fully the responsibility of the concessionaire. So what we did in exchange for that is the commission approved a 20-year extension in exchange for the concessionaire's investment, and that just allows them the time they need to amortize and generate the return that they need in exchange for those improvements. At the start of that new 20 years began last year, January 1st, 2023, and with that came some modifications to how we operate. We modified the fee structure. We now assess an 11% fee, which covers franchise fees, promotion fees, as well as repair and maintenance costs that is payable to the department. The other thing that it changed was the process by which slip fees could be increased within the marina basin there. The intent at the time was that this project would have been wrapped up prior to that January 1st, 2023 date. But as we've explained to you last year, there were just some external variables that led to multiple delays in terms of getting the needed approvals from the Corps of Engineers, which, as we reported to you in April, was still outstanding and are still things that we are working through today. So we had to rework our implementation schedule, and we did more of a phased approach incrementally. And so while we intended to have this project done, and we always anticipated that there would be initial increases in the slip fees as these investments were made, just because of the significance of the cost, we figured those things would be out of the way by January 1st, 2023. However, they're not. And regardless of what the intent was, the lease says what it says. And any increases above 3% have to be approved by the commission. So we have a couple more phases to go for dock replacements. We have one set of docks to approve this year with some additions to some existing docks. And then next year, we anticipate that we'll be back before you again for the final two dock sets that need to be replaced. With that, again, I provided a slip fee schedule in your book. I just want to point out that what you're looking at there, what is subject to your approval today and pertinent to the conversation are those entries that are highlighted in yellow. Everything else is listed there for your information, but the reality is that only those highlighted slip fees are the ones that are subject to your approval today. And so with that, I'm going to hand it over to Chris and Heath here to discuss those particular slip fees and then the improvements that have led to where we're at today.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, thank you for your time. Just to kind of let you know how we come across the price of increase on this, our main thing here is this year when we took out the old CDOC, and I'm specifically talking about CDOC right now, that cost was $105,000 just to get that out of the water and disassembled. That's kind of what we're having to do with every dock section is when they take it apart, they're real gracious to send us a bill for doing such. But most of these docks, and I would say all on the north side, are pretty much salvage. We're having a salvage truck come in, haul them off. So our original input money to this project, we will never see that again. It's all going out in the back of a scrap truck, if you will. We've tried to use some of the pieces we did on the south side. North side is completely 100% brand new. That's one of our cost increase why. The next thing is the Corps of Engineers, which we still don't have approval from to keep going on them. They're supposed to be giving us approval as we go. We have no Corps of Engineer approval right now. So we're hoping that the things we do, the plans that we have given them, meet all their standards, and they'll be happy with that. But since they've been involved, normally in a marina of our size of 500 slips, you have 8 slips would be considered ADA or handicapped accessible slips. And that is by maritime law. The Corps has came in and said, we want to see you have slips scattered out throughout your marina. So that increases, you're putting in different gangplanks, better head gates. There's quite a few different changes you do to make them ADA accessible. So needless to say, the state had just reworked the north sites a few years ago. They've got really nice yard work, was all completely done. The berms were great. We're going to be tearing that out just to put ADA accessibility to these slips on the north side now. Originally, we wanted to put all our ADA on the very west side, which would have meant no changing of the embankment. Now we're going to almost completely destroy the north embankment so we can get handicap accessibility to our docks. So that's one of the other things that's causing this cost to greatly increase. Other than that, the dock that we pulled out, CDOC, which is only half the size of the new CDOC that will go in its place. We do have the new DDOC already in place. CDOC is yet to go in the water, which it will as soon as the ice comes out. We're just trying to keep folks in the boats, in the water, and we've had a little struggle doing it, but we seem to be doing a good job. So now we're going to be able to start adding some extra people to the marina. We are putting 100% all new electrical through this. The one thing with CDOC and the covered docks that we do have, they have to meet not only the Coast Guard regulations on the tubs and everything, but they do have to meet the South Dakota Building Code of snow loads. So the docks that are covered are quite, there's quite an increase in cost to them. So that's some of the things that we're running into now, especially with these bigger docks, the costs are going to be greater. I wish we could use more docks. Not happen. We've tried to auction on the old docks. There's no resellability to them. Since they do have the floats on them, which are mainly, they're not tubs, so you cannot put them on another body of water on the Missouri River, and that's a Corps of Engineers rule. So they're basically salvage. Just to kind of give you an idea how bad they were, a couple, we pulled the deck off. The electrical underneath was fried. One, we actually found a beaver that had went in there and shot up the electrical, and it was burnt to a crisp. Thank God nothing happened other than that. But they were definitely dilapidated docks. We're fortunate we made it this far with them. So I'm going to turn it over to Heath and kind of give you an idea of how we get folks to the slips and what we've had to do to move folks around just to keep them into the water.
Thanks, Madam Commissioner. Commissioners, I'm Heath Denny. I'm general manager of the marina. I been general manager through Chris's first 10 years, and I was there through the two previous owners, so I've been there 22 years. I also live on the premises. Pretty much the leading factor really for this project update and adding more slips is really to sustain the business and to sustain the marina that we have. One thing, like Sean had said, you know, previously with the old marina, we had about 409 slips is what we had. And now with the surrounding area growing and COVID kind of jump-started the whole marine industry again, we've seen that waiting list or where people are waiting to get into the marina grows significantly. So we have about 400 slips to offer, which have been full ever since I've been there, and we have probably another 300 to 400 people on the waiting list. So when we have old docks, which many of those old docks were 1970s, one that we just took out, Chris was talking about, Sea Dock, was actually from the 60s. You have it to where you couldn't add any new docks to those old docks, and you couldn't redo things like the electrical stuff like that because you're adding new stuff to old infrastructure. So before, we barely have any turnover, really. A lot of our docks or our slip holders have been the same slip holders they have been for many years. So you get these huge waiting lists to where people are waiting to get in, but if you have no turnover, you can't do anything for those people. And when people are on the waiting list so long and want to be in the marina after so many years, they start to lose interest, and you're starting to lose your customer base, really. And then also in the marine industry, boats have changed so much since the 70s and 60s. So the size and the dimensions of the slips just weren't working anymore. So that was a huge factor in doing it. And how we kind of go about that is in the first part of the year, January, we'll send out those contracts to our existing slip holders, and we give them the first right to refusal of that slip for the following year. So what we do is we send them out. People have in a couple months to pay or at least tell us that they want to renew their slip, and then if they want to move, whatever like that, we renew them. Once we have open slips, we allow our existing slip holders to move to those slips if they like. If we don't have any movables or still have open slips, then we go to the waiting list. And that's pretty much, people are on the waiting list on what kind of dimension, what slip size they want. So especially within this project, we've kind of been doing it pretty much two docks a year. We're kind of in our fourth, coming up on our fourth phase of kind of a five-phase deal. And so when the season ends in October, we remove those docks that we can get on out of the water till the ice comes in and the lake freezes. And then in the spring, we've been building those new docks. So anybody who's a slip holder on a dock that was removed, they have the option to renew on that new dock. And if they don't want to do that, or if they want to buy a different boat or something like that, then we still have more options on slips that become available for them to move to. It's been harder through the process. Obviously, only being able to do two docks a year, and those docks are getting larger, but for maybe a year or a summer, a person may have to go into a dock that maybe isn't ideally for their slip size, but once we have more options, then they're asked to move where they'd like to, or at least request where they'd like to. So definitely to sustain the business and to keep people interested in our marina was one main reason for the update. The other was the actual infrastructure and the material. Like I said, it's from the 1970s. The electrical was way outdated. You couldn't go in, and a lot of these docks are sinking in the water, which means the flotation has been saturated. It's literally bringing the whole dock down. And so that pulls all the electric down too, and it makes it very unsafe. Before the docks were built, they're what they're called a steel truss frame, telescopic anchoring. They're able to float on the water as the water level rises or falls, and they're floated by, the old docks were floated with spray and foam, which means they just took foam and they sprayed it into the steel truss frame, and that's how they floated. So when you have a dock like that in the water for 50 years, that foam gets saturated, starts to wear down, starts to break down, and then pretty soon you have docks that are sinking, which becomes a huge problem. Also, that material that was sprayed in there is actually an environmental hazard. it'll break down, wildlife gets into it, whatever, the elements, and the foam actually will break down, but it won't ever deteriorate as in disappear. It breaks down into small pellets, it always is there, and that's why they consider it a biohazard, and once those docks are pulled out, you can never put those docks back into a waterway. So now the new docks, they're still the steel truss frame type docking, but they're floated with encapsulated foam, which means it's still foam, but that's plastic covering, which they have a 25-year warranty on them. They really don't deteriorate unless they're broke or something like that happens to where the ice crushes them or something. Otherwise, they have a pretty good longevity in them. And then the other thing is the electrical, and probably the most important, most unseen thing that no one really realizes, but right now our electrical engineer who has drawn this out for us is actually out of Tennessee, and he's the head of the NEC board for the nation. He actually travels the world and does marinas, engineers the marinas himself, and then after they're engineered, he comes and he commissions them. And for us to get him is very, very lucky. So it pretty much means that we have one of the top premier safest marinas in the nation because we have the top guy doing it. So that's huge. And now, you know, our electrical systems are equipped with, which is a huge problem in marinas, electric shock syndrome or electric shock drowning. And now all of our docks are equipped with stray voltage alarms to where if any type of stray voltage happens, those substations, those docks are shut down immediately on their own. So very safe marina, top of the line, everything's up to code now. And with new electrical equipment, you're able to follow code and keep up with the changing of times. And then really the last huge factor, and that goes back to the electrical and just the material and the infrastructure, is just the safety and satisfaction of our customers. You know, when a customer's walking down a dock and he has to walk 200 foot down a dock that's only sticking out 4 inches out of the water, it's very unsafe. And when that electrical's underwater, stuff like that, makes it very unsafe. So with these new docks, they're built to the best you can get, actually. And it's making this marina one of the top marinas around.
Very good. Any questions at this point? I do have a question for you. I want to go back. When you were talking about first refusal, so the price, their slips are going to go up, and if they can't afford it or they don't want to, then they have an option to go on a dock that maybe isn't quite as expensive, or what does that option look
like? Yeah, where we're seeing the huge increases is in our covered docks. And the reason for that is because South Dakota has one of the highest snow load ratings in the nation. It's like a 22 pounds per square inch. So it's making, so in order to float a dock that needs that, your flotation is big and it's very costly. So that's what we see the price on the covered docks really go up. And when someone had, say like Sea Dock, the old Sea Dock was the same thing, a covered dock, half as long. They're a 36 by 14 foot slip is what a person would lease. And the new Sea Dock that's going is the same thing, just a longer dock. So say a person couldn't afford the new Sea Dock, their other option is our smaller covered docks, which are the same thing, just shorter length of slip, or to go to a non-covered dock, an uncovered dock. And then if they didn't want any one of those two options, they'd either have to go to a smaller slip or they're pretty much out of options.
Okay. Just to follow up to that, so if they want to choose one of their options, which that's good that there's some options for them, are they automatically going to get that, or is there a waiting list? Now they're giving up their old dock, they want to change.
For our, one thing about this project, with all of our current slip holders, the main goal was to not leave any slip holder out for entirety of a season, which is very hard to do. And if you would have, say you would have redone all 12 docks or 14 docks in 1 year, 1 to 2 years, you would have had all your slip holders sitting out 1 to 2 years. So with us doing it in kind of a 2 to 3 dock deal phase, we're able to take those docks out in the fall, and those slip holders who are on those docks, we're building the new dock to house those slip holders. And like I said, maybe for 1 year, they may not, their options may be limited until we get that whole project done. But as far as requests, if they want to move and that slip is not open, they do go on a waiting list. But we always give our customers, our current slip holders, that first right before we were able, before we'd actually go to the waiting list and bring new people in.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So, any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I will say it looks good. I think the people of people of Yankton will enjoy this. It looks like it will be a good deal for them. And with that, we need to make a motion on this to move forward. So we do need that motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner B, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed. It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Safe travels back. Congratulations.